Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're doing the chapter on taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before eating and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after eating. Simple, we explained. Person doesn't know the du'as, he's still learning the du'as. Not that he's not planning to learn, he's still learning the various du'as. Very simple, before eating, say Bismillah. Bismillahi wa ala barakatillah, if he knows the du'a. Doesn't know it, just Bismillah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And after eating, he doesn't know the masnoon du'as, he's still learning it. He says, Alhamdulillah. So, Bismillah before eating, and Alhamdulillah after eating. A very simple way to bring about barakat. Person normally looks for barakat, and we normally think about barakat to be in numbers. For example, if I'm investing 100,000 rand in a certain investment, if I'm getting more than 10% return, then I think now there is barakat in that in return. But barakat doesn't necessarily need to do with numbers. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows it in terms of numbers, but sometimes He shows it in a person's fulfillment. In other words, his income is little bit, but what he's able to achieve with that income is so much. We look at the people of the past, one father would work and he'd grow up a family sometimes of 6-7 children, growing up in that one simple home, and every one of them will grow up, everyone will get married, everyone will go on their own. But nowadays we find that the husband is working, the wife is working, and yet both of them are earning income, and yet they don't have 6-7 children like before, just 2 or 3 children, and yet people are complaining that we can't come out. So this is, barakat is something that you earn little, but in that little also so much can be achieved. The education of the children in terms of their talihim, in terms of them growing up, in terms of them getting married, getting settled. How many people in the past did it? Simple way, but Allah Ta'ala gave it to them, and there was so much of love and muhabbat. Now you're finding that the incomes have increased, but there's so much of disputes and problems that are taking place between people. So barakat manifests itself in many, many ways. So one way of manifesting itself is in amount, as we'll see in today's hadith, that in amount it manifests itself, but it does not necessarily mean that there'll be amount. Sometimes you'll find it's just genuine happiness in the heart, genuine happiness amongst the family members, genuine happiness in terms of the parent-child relationship, all that got to do with barakat. But a simple way to get barakat is to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it's with regards to eating, then take the name of Allah ta'ala before eating and getting the barakat as far as the food is concerned. When it comes to other things we mentioned, whatever important task a person is doing, start it with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Before we just do this hadith, one incident is coming to mind. There was one person, Pakistani brother, he came for assistance with his will. So I told him there's a will. Normally a generic will means a will that you fill in and then you keep it by you. Allah Ta'ala gives a person a long life, inshallah. But what happens sometimes, a person passes away, he tells people that are around him close that this is where I kept my will. So now it becomes very easy. They pull that will out and to help as far as the estate is concerned. So I showed him that will. I told him this is what you need to fill in. Put your name, put your executor's name, put who you want as the executor, and then get also put the names, etc., of those people that are witnessing it, get it signed, get it dated and kept by you. So he's telling me, help me to fill this thing in. I said, well, what help you need? He says, I don't know how to write. This person is telling me he doesn't know how to write. But yet, he's got 2 wholesales and his turnover is in excess of 100 million rand. He said, I don't even know how to write. So I asked him that, how you explain this, that you're running such a big business and you don't know how to write? He says, you see, I grew up in a village in India. I got no education at all. I didn't even learn how to write. I don't even know how to read properly. He said, only thing I learned how to use is the calculator. So when people, customers come, then I knew how to calculate a little bit and charge them. He says, but otherwise I don't even know how to write. He says, but my one trick or my one success to life is, my father told me that whenever you go to your shop, tell the shop before you open the shop that you are not the provider, Allah is the provider. He says, from that time, every day I did that. And I just saw the barakat increasing and increasing. A man who came from the village, doesn't know how to write, he settled here in South Africa, is running 2 big wholesales, so much of income. So Allah Ta'ala is the giver. The giver is Allah Ta'ala. The giver of barakat also and happiness is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, if we take the name of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will leave us out as far as that barakat is concerned. So today's hadith, and Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, qalat kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ya'kulu ta'aman fi sittatin min ashabihi. فجاء عربي فأكله بلقمتين فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما إنه لو سمى لكفاكم رواه الترمذي. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was eating food with six of his sahaba. So this picture is painted here where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is eating with six sahaba. So this is the situation. One Bedouin came along. Now Allah ta'ala made these incidents happen so we can learn as an ibrat for them also, an ibrat for us also. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's beautiful teaching is from that time right up to the day of Qiyamah. That look at the effect and the power of taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting and eating with six sahaba. And then one Bedouin came and he joined them. And when this Bedouin came and joined them, he ate up all the food that was there in two morsels. Two morsels, he ate up all the food that was there. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if he had taken the name of Allah ta'ala, it would have been enough for all of you, all six of you. This food would have been enough if this person had just taken the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, we're not taking the name of Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala had caused that food to be finished up in just two morsels. So here it shows us a lesson for us that taking the name of Allah ta'ala brings about so much of barakat that what one person ate in two morsels could have sufficed for six people. So here it shows how much barakat comes by taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal something so simple, but it brings about so much of blessings. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.